Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Good news for native plants. 92,000 acres to be protected for 6 California plants. Fulfilling court orders won by the Center for Biological Diversity and the California Native Plant Society, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has issued proposed rules to designate and protect 92,244 acres of critical habitat for 6 endangered California plants. 5 of the 6 plants have been waiting for federal protection since 1975, when the Smithsonian Institute petitioned to place them on the endangered species list. They languished in bureaucratic limbo for 25 years until the Center and the Native Plant Society filed suit to protect them. With 181 threatened and endangered plants, California is second only to Hawaii in plant imperilment. And here are the 6 plants. The purple amole covers 21,980 acres. A member of the lily family, the amole occurs in oak woodlands and grass habitats in Monterey and San Luis Obispo counties. It is threatened by military training, off-road vehicles, fire suppression, cattle grazing, and invasive non-native species. Amole is an Aztec name brought to the United States by Spanish explorers from Mexico. It is also sometimes called a soap plant because Native Americans crushed the underground bulb into a lather with which to glue arrows together. The fibers of the bulb jacket were used to make brushes. The Nealand Prairie Pennycress covers 74 acres. A member of the mustard family, the pennycress is endemic to the serpentine soils on the outer north coast range of Humboldt County. It has declined by 48% since 1997, with only 5,100 plants remaining today. It is threatened by habitat fragmentation and destruction, primarily in the form of roads and helipad construction. La Graciosa thistle covers 44,315 acres. A member of the sunflower family, the thistle occurs in coastal dune habitat and wetlands in northern Santa Barbara and southern San Luis Obispo counties, including the Guadalupe Nipomo Dunes National Wildlife Refuge. It has only 17 small and isolated locations left, many with less than 60 plants each and 5 with fewer than 10 plants. It is threatened by agriculture, oil field development, and aggressive non-native species. The Lompoc Yerba Santa covers 8,495 acres. A shrub of the waterleaf family, the Yerba Santa has lavender flowers and reaches heights of 10 feet. It grows in maritime chaparral and bishop pine forest in western Santa Barbara County and has just 4 known locations, 2 on Vandenberg Air Force Base and 2 on oil fields and private land, with 11 to 20 populations each. Its threats are land fragmentation, fire management practices, and naturally occurring catastrophic events. The Gaviota tar plant covers 14,020 acres. A member of the sunflower family, the tar plant occurs in rare needlegrass grasslands on coastal terraces and ridgelines in the Santa Ynez Mountains, including Vandenberg Air Force Base. Most of the populations are on private lands owned by the petroleum industry and are threatened by habitat loss and degradation due to the development of oil and gas facilities. The Santa Cruz tar plant covers 3,360 acres. A member of the aster family, the aromatic tar plant occurs in coastal prairie and marine terrace habitats. It has been reduced to just 13 native populations along the coast of central California, primarily near the cities of Santa Cruz and SoCal. Habitat destruction and alteration caused by urban development is the most significant cause of its decline. If you'd like more information about any of these plants, please contact the Center for Biological Diversity, P.O. Box 710, Tucson, Arizona, 85702. That's the Center for Biological Diversity, P.O. Box 710, Tucson, Arizona, 85702, or you can call them at 520-623-5252. That's 520-623-5252. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come advice, it depends.